Families USA, a national health care advocacy group, has been highlighting Florida's refusal to expand Medicaid under the federal health law. Tuesday, it took aim at Florida once again, this time by releasing a profile on the people who could benefit from the expansion, should the state legislature choose to go through with it. Dee Mahan is Families USA's Medicaid director.
We're talking about waiters and waitresses, hotel support staff, construction workers, and cashiers. They include people who take care of our family members, child care workers, and home health aides.
Families USA and the state health care advocacy group Florida Chain partnered on the study. It shows 51% of Floridians who would qualify for Medicaid under the federal health law's higher income levels are working adults. Right now, most of Florida's Medicaid consumers are low-income pregnant women, children, and the disabled. The program largely excludes low-income single people, but if it were to expand, they'd be covered too. Healthcare groups, including hospitals, nurses, and nursing home organizations, have urged the state legislature to expand Medicaid. But one group, the Florida Medical Association, has been largely silent on the issue for the past 2 years, until now.
One of the groups that are lending our voice to the support of expansion, and it'll be up to the legislature to do what they're going to do.
FMA General Counsel Jeff Scott says the group will back an expansion, but on one condition. The federal government and the state find a way to extend higher reimbursement rates to all doctors, not just primary care physicians, as the law called for. The FMA is a powerful lobbying force in the legislature, but University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus says it's not what it used to be, and the group's decision to support expanding Medicaid may not be enough to change the Republican-led legislature's anti-expansion stance.
No, increasingly the physician community is a little bit more divided on this issue and other issues than they were in years past. And so I don't think that in and of itself the FMA endorsement of the Medicaid expansion is the panacea that it once was.
Republican state legislative leaders in the House have opposed the Medicaid expansion over concerns it will cost Florida taxpayers too much money. They're also opposed to the overall Affordable Care Act. Florida currently spends more than $20 billion on Medicaid, although most of that figure is made up of federal support. This year, state lawmakers largely ignored the Medicaid expansion question. McManus says it could be more of the same in Florida as the Affordable Care Act enters its third year.
And next year will not be a contentious election year. But the bottom line is that one endorsement of one group, even as powerful as the FMA is not enough in itself to really pull an issue across the finish line.
Florida is now in the minority of states that has turned down federal funds to expand Medicaid, and McManus says state officials could be waiting to see how the program plays out in other states, especially those led by fellow Republicans, before deciding when and if they will get involved. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.